This is Haystack Help Radio on KLZ 560. Haystack Help Radio is powered by HaystackHelp.com. Finding help can be like finding a needle in a haystack, but with HaystackHelp.com, finding the needle just got easier. Now, Haystack Help Radio with Scott Watley on KLZ 560.
Good afternoon and welcome to Haystack Help Radio. Thank you so much for being with us today. Hey, you made it till Friday. Happy Friday to everyone. Hope everyone has a great, great weekend. Oh, time change. Wow. I hate this time of year. I hate this. We'll get our guest opinion on that in just a minute. But once again, we are glad you are with us. And part of our Haystack Help home team is Enchanted Kitchens. And we are glad to have Neil Priester back in studio with us and also Catherine Eileen. So, Neil, first of all, how are you, sir?
Great. Yeah.
Good to see
Indian
you.
Indian summer's upon us. We're smoking here.
Absolutely. Good. Catherine, good to see you as well.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
All right. So what do you like? Which time? Do you like the daylight hours in the morning, or do you like the longer?
I just like more sunlight.
Yeah, so see, that's I'll take me. Summer, just but leave it alone. Jeez, it's just so crazy. And I just did a show with a doctor a little while ago, and I mean, there's just a lot of health things that happen when, especially in the spring, when you spring forward, a lot of heart attacks. Mm-hmm. I mean, and I'm like, for 60 minutes?
Yeah.
How can our bodies?
60 minutes of sleep deprivation.
It's just crazy. So, all right. But one thing that you will get no matter what time of day it is or when the sun comes up or when the sun goes down is you're going to get great service at Enchanted Kitchens. And so let's talk about how you guys have kind of adapted through all this. Mm. This last 9-10 months has seemed like 10 years. It really has.
It's trying to plan something you don't know what to plan on.
Exactly. Yeah. Every day. Yeah.
And it changes up. When you get used to it, then it changes.
For sure. Yeah. So how are you guys kind of adapting the thing? Because, you know, a lot of people used to just come into your experience center, and some still do. I was in the other day and saw you with a client. But how are you guys kind of working it to help out clients, those that don't want to get out maybe?
It's still about people, Charlie. Excuse me. That's Charlie. It's still about people,
that's
Scott. Yeah, we're all one happy family here.
Yes, sir.
So you got to do it safe for them, and you kind of target your plan on what they need. So there are technical innovations that we've taken advantage of. We're doing a lot of Zoom conferences nowadays where we never used to do that. So we stretched our skill set a little bit.
Right.
And so work around their schedule, work around their needs. It's still about safety and the customer, though.
Mm-hmm. For sure. And Catherine, from your side, and again, Catherine's in the design area there. I imagine it's a little bit more difficult when you're having to do these over Zoom calls and all, because you can read people a lot more, like just like us. I mean, just like me doing an interview by phone. It's a little more difficult, you know. So how are you kind of working that through with your customers?
Well, I do miss meeting in person with my customers. We try to do as much as we can online. So the Zoom calls where I can actually like share my screen, I can share the 3D images, we can still explore the space. At some point though, we do have to get together. So at some point I need to go into their home and measure and, you know, look at some of the design challenges that might be hidden in the walls.
Mm-hmm.
And at some point they need to come into the showroom, you know, to take a look at colors and finishes and get ideas.
Right.
So those are two times that we have to meet, and we just try to take as many precautions as we can when we do that. So, you know, of course, everyone wears a mask. I think everyone's getting used to wearing that.
Yes, yes.
And when you come to the showroom, you know, because we are looking at so many samples and touching and feeling and, you know, what does the handle feel like? What is the paint finish?
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's very tactile.
Yeah.
You know, so there's lots of hand sanitizer going around. I've had, you know, customers come in with gloves. That's great. I love that, you know, that they're taking that extra level of precautions. Because we have some clients who are high risk.
Mm-hmm.
We want to protect them. And then we have some clients who, you know, are not taking as high level of safety precautions. But we just ask that ask everybody to kind of follow in and do what we can.
Right. And that's something I think that everybody wants to do, just respect everyone. And no matter how you feel about masks or whatever, you know what, there are some people at risk. And Neil, like we've talked about, sometimes it's people in our families. I mean, you and me may be fine, but, you know, someone at our home may not be. And so we just got to all understand everybody's in a different place, and everybody's got their own health issues and how they feel about this. So, Neil, I know you've done a good job, you know, not only with your clients, but also even your staff. I mean, you guys have taken every precaution.
Well, you just have to be, you have to play it that way. You assume the worst is going to happen, knowing it isn't, but you just plan for that so that, it's easy from there forward.
Right.
And some things don't change. I mean, there's still a labor shortage in our industry that's being somewhat affected by the labor shortage due to this particular reason, but that hasn't changed. We're still trying to move people around as needed. We're having some contractors that are having labor issues that are a result of the virus, but so that changes a little bit, but you still have to just make sure the schedules are respected and you got enough horsepower to pull it off, and then it's
sure
just like always.
Well, that's one thing that I know you guys do well, and that's communicate with your clients, because I mean, I was in the furniture business for years, and you know what, this time of year in our old world we lived in, even shipments get delayed, things happen, and you know, as long as you stay in touch with people, yeah, could they be disappointed it's going to be late, but at least you know they know what's going on, and that's a big key to your business and how you just treat your customers.
We're finding appliances are starting to be affected a little bit, and starting, you know, they've been for a while,
right.
And that's industry-wide, that's just not just Denver,
mm-hmm.
But the rest of the materials are pretty much still coming in on time. Mm-hmm. So as long as, again, those schedules are set in place and changes are disclosed to the customer when they happen, it's still very manageable.
Sure. Once again, Neil Priester is with us and Catherine Eileen. Get by their experience center if you would like. And again, that they have done everything possible that they can to keep you safe there. And it is a beautiful, beautiful showroom. It's 3535 South Platte River Drive in Englewood. Their number is 303-376-7588. And you can check out their website, enchantedkitchens.net. So, Catherine, from your side, and, you know, for maybe people that have heard you guys, you know, on John's show in the afternoons and here on Haystack Help Radio, and they kind of thought about this whole design process and how it starts, kind of walk us through maybe just even initially, like, hi, I'm Catherine and I'm Scott. Now what do we do? Okay. Because most people, they haven't really looked at this, and we don't know what to do or where to start.
Well, it definitely starts with a conversation and just find clarity, you know, how big of a job or the scope of the job. So it really is a conversation. Are you looking for a full gut and remodel? Are you just looking to do some touch-ups? Have you thought about removing a wall or opening up a space? So it's really just kind of get the ideas flowing mm-hmm. and a conversation. I think where a lot of people are misled is that it's not an I dream of genie moment where you cross your arms and nod your head and there you have a kitchen design. No, right. it's many conversations about your lifestyle. How do you cook? How do you operate? Who's all involved in the kitchen? How many people are in the kitchen at once? You know, and then moving things around to make it logistically a more functional space.
Right.
But then there's also the pretty touches as well. So there's a lot of conversations before you even start doing a layout and design.
Sure. Because sometimes you may walk in a house, I would assume, and, you know, we as a homeowner, we see walls, so we think this is all we've got,
right.
What's inside these walls. We've never dreamed of taking out a wall or doing a half wall or something like that.
Well, I think a lot of homeowners, you know, they live in their home for a while. They get used to that space, and they make it work because that's what they have to work with.
Sure.
You know, and then they don't realize, like, no, there's options. There are things you can do to make your life easier.
Yeah. So, Neil, are there some things as you've been in, you know, visited with some clients, and I'm just guessing probably most people have checked out some other places that do this, let's be honest, okay, but what do they really feel like, why they chose Enchanted Kitchens? I mean, what are some things you hear from clients of, wow, you guys are just so different in the way that you do this?
You know, I'm going to choose to piggyback on what Catherine just said in relation to this, Scott. Just like you do with your business, it's about getting to know people.
Mm-hmm.
And once you can get to a place where you can get through those barriers with somebody and know how they live their lives, that's where you make friends and that's where you earn business.
Sure.
And until you can get to that point, it's just a model that's, you know, the big box store model where you bring information and they fill out a form you just have to start talking with them and make sure that they understand that you're there to help them.
Right.
And then the nuts and bolts of it just kind of fall into place if you're doing your job right.
Sure. Yeah, because once I think they feel comfortable with you and, you know, they realize that, hey, this is your kitchen. We're going to throw some things at you to see what you think. But, you know, when it's all said and done, you know, you want that client to be
your friend.
Your friend and thrilled with their...
You still have to do all the business things. You have to have a great product line, be able to solve their needs, you know. But if you don't make a friend and put yourself in their lifestyle and try and envision what they're trying to achieve, you're not going to get anywhere. So it's just about talking. It's just about making friends.
Right. Now, normally a lot of people, you know, boy, Thanksgiving, Christmas, it's crazy. Everybody's traveling everywhere, going everywhere. That's probably not going to be happening. So if someone wants to give you guys a call and go, hey, look, this may be a perfect time for us because we've got a lot more time at home to just come by and meet you and, you know, maybe do that initial consultation. It's a great time to do that right now.
Yeah, it is. And it can be done in a relaxed schedule then, too. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
I just want to jump in on that. You know, no one wants to go into the holidays with construction in their home.
Sure.
That's hard on every. I mean, living through a construction zone is challenging for anyone, much less through the holidays. But right now we're looking at the next 2 months of being the perfect design time. To install the kitchen or start demo in the kitchen, the contractors are already booked out through, you know, most of them are booked till February anyway. So... For people who are worried about having construction done during the holidays, it's not going to happen.
Right.
You're not going to find a contractor in time.
Sure. And if you can, and they can come do it right now, don't use them. Because they're not good, I promise you.
That's right. Yeah. That's what we get for being in Boomtown. You know, a good, healthy economy, you deal with these things. Yeah. And you can deal with them fine. You just have to make sure they're accommodated for. But if you're not planning it, the plan here is to put it in your design cycle.
Sure. Yeah.
We'll start talking now, and when they're ready to go, you will be too.
Right. Well, where you guys, I think, just really stand out, you know. I mean, first of all, as we said, it starts with, you know, you, Neil, I think, as the foundation of all this, the staff that you have, and, you know, a good product. Your process is seamless. I mean, boy, you've got a great process where you can just walk people step by step through that. And, boy, you got a great experience center there for people to come and see there. And then... I don't want to use the word price. I want to use the word value. Because that's what it's really all about, you know, is getting a good value for your money and knowing that everyone that comes in your house has one thing in mind, and that's making that kitchen perfect for that customer.
Mm-hmm. We'll make it fit your budget. Just bring a realistic budget, you know. And we can't do miracles.
We can
do hard things, but that process is on our website. It's an 8-step process. We don't deviate from that ever. So the customer knows exactly what to expect from us. That's all part of the business planning.
Well, we had you guys scheduled to come to our house. We're having to reschedule that. But when Catherine said a while ago, how many people are in the kitchen, just marking my file, one. Okay? And that's not me. So that part we can solve real quick. I can have a hand in helping you there. Well, listen, it's always great to see you guys, and thank you so much for being with us, Neil, and thank you guys for, you know, all you're doing here with KLZ, and we'll look forward to our next visit.
Yeah, we will.
Absolutely. And, Catherine, thank you as well. It's Enchanted Kitchens, 3535 South Platte River Drive in Englewood. Their number, 303-376-7588. Check out their website, enchantedkitchens.net, and get by their Experience Center. Hey, you got the time to do it. Just when you're driving by there, 3535 South Platte River Drive. Go in and see Neil, and Catherine may be there as well. And just take a look at what they've got, and if they can help you, they'll be glad to. 303-376-7588. This is Haystack Help Radio. Hi, this is Scott Watley for my friends at Enchanted Kitchens. At Enchanted Kitchens, it's all about the magic of design. Whether you're remodeling your kitchen or building a custom home, Enchanted Kitchens offers a full-service design center with multiple product lines to meet any budget. And right now, when you mention Haystack Help Radio, you'll receive 15% off your Europa brand cabinets. And after you visit their Experience Center in Englewood, you'll get a no-cost, no-obligation in-home design consultation. Hey, after all, the kitchen is the heart of every home. Call Enchanted Kitchens today, 303-376-7588. That's 303-376-7588. Enchanted Kitchens is a member of the Haystack Help Home Team.
Take aim. Affordable Interest Mortgage has been offering the Asset Manager all-in-one loan for over 11 years. We are experienced in helping homeowners pay thousands less in interest on their mortgage, own their home faster, all without spending one dime more. 720-895-0500. Take aim. Affordable Interest Mortgage, where we have hundreds of clients that have been using this loans to build their equity faster, access emergency funds when necessary, and pay off their home in 8 to 13 years versus 25 to 30. People initially believe this loan is too good to be true, but it is true. Call 720-895-0500 now to see if you qualify. Loans from $100,000 to $2.5 million, same rate. Ask our previous clients. They will tell you it works. Call 720-895-0500 and work with the experts. This loan has been around since 1965. Affordable Interest Mortgage, where it's all about you. 720-895-0500. Regulated by DORA, NMLS 298191, Equal Credit Lender.
David R. Cishon, certified estate planner and registered financial consultant, specializes in working with people who are planning for retirement and retired clients who want to preserve and grow their assets.
Education is the greatest equalizer is my theme. It's always been. More people know, the better their decisions are, the more comfortable they become. So when people come in, we take, some people say, an excessive amount of time learning about the client themselves, who they are, what are their feelings. I don't care how much assets they have. If their assets are important to them, that's critical to me.
Call now for your free consultation with David Cishon of Householder Group. 720-482-1917. That's 720-482-1917. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through Householder Group Estate and Retirement Specialist, LLC, a registered investment advisor and separate entity from LPL Financial.
Rush to Reason with John Rush, weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio. Thank you so much for joining us today. My name is Scott Watley, and we're glad to have in studio John Hinkle, Online Trading Academy. And you've heard John with us for a number of years. Also does our TV show, and we did that for many years with Haystack Help. And now CBS has kind of done their own thing, which is fine. And but you will find John on there just about every other Saturday. So I hope you'll catch that. That's usually after you're watching the CBS Morning News and Weather. So around that 7:45, 7:50 mark, you can catch John there. So John, thanks for being with us.
Well, thank you for having me, Scott.
You know, you've been on a number of times, and we've talked about these classes. I mean, man, it's got to make you feel good now to see the people that have come through your classes, seen them grow, think about when you first met them, where they are, and now them, you know, graduating from some of the classes and all, and it really did change their life. And we don't use that term lightly. It changed their life.
You know, learning the proper way to trade and invest is a life-changing skill set, and it's something that you know, I'm proud of the way we teach our students, and we really kind of have a sense of community with a lot of them. We see a lot of them over and over again. It's not just a short-term relationship. Mm-hmm. One of the beautiful things about Online Trading Academy's education is that it is for a lifetime. So right. We're teaching people how to trade and invest. And if, you know, something changes, they can always come back and get a refresher. And I think that's always nice.
Sure. And we heard in a previous segment some testimonials. And that is one thing I wanted to bring up, because this isn't like just something you can come to once and you pat on the back, hope you got it. I mean, if they need some refresher courses or different things, there are some avenues there for them to do that.
Yeah, we've got so much in the way of resources, and our students are such a broad group, mm-hmm. Scott. I mean, we've got people that are younger, we've got people in their 80s, heck, we've even got a couple in their 90s, and they have various degrees of financial literacy. They have various computer skills, some great, some not so much, and so we work with them to build the skills necessary to find success in the financial markets.
Right. Now, we've talked about before, you know, you're not looking for people with all just, you know, mathematical degrees or accounting degrees by any means. Never hurts to have a little bit of that stuff, but What mindset? I mean, I think there's probably a mindset that makes a successful trader.
Well, there's a couple of things. There's a couple of key things that we always look for, and when we're kind of talking, and we go through kind of a process to evaluate people, make sure they are a good fit. But there's a couple things that I think are really important when someone's accessing the market. Number one, can they hold themselves accountable? And that's probably the number one thing, followed very closely by, are they coachable? Do they take direction? Are they willing to follow a process? That's really important to have success, at least with what we're doing at the Academy. There may be other ways to do it for people, but we find that people that are coachable and people that are hold themselves accountable and have a little bit of self-discipline are good candidates for this.
Right. And, you know, some of our listeners may have done well in their own mind, but, I mean, and you look at coaching. You and I were talking about the Broncos earlier, and, I mean, look how many coaching positions they have to just over 53 guys, you know. So what I'm saying is a coach that knows the process and knows how to teach it, if you're willing to learn it, usually spells success.
Yeah, if you want to look at like an organization like the Broncos, you know, they've got coaches for the smallest things. Yeah. And, you know, they're working with professional athletes that have been doing this their whole lives, and they still have coaches. You look at professional golfers, they still have coaches. In order to get better at something, you've got to practice, and you've got to practice correctly. I had a coach that used to say, if you practice something incorrectly, you just get really good at doing something the wrong way. So, exactly. He used to say perfect practice makes perfect. And our goal is to help our students follow a process, something that they can repeat at home to get the kind of financial results they're looking for.
Sure. Now, you offer a class. This is a half-day class. Tell us what people are going to learn this half-day class.
It's a great class, Scott. They're going to come away from that class understanding how the markets really work. What makes it go up? What makes it go down? We're going to show them some strategies to protect and preserve wealth and some other strategies that are designed to create income. And at the end of the day, they're going to have a step-by-step process that they can follow to really make the market work for them.
Okay. Now, I talked to John earlier. He's going to give us 15 passes for this. So I'm going to break it down for you real quick here. This is a half-day class, and he's got several dates throughout the month. So just call 303-217-4511. Find a date that fits your schedule. But this is a half-day class where you're going to learn how to trade, invest, protect, and grow your money with Online Trading Academy's patented methods. This is a half-day class where you're going to learn firsthand on what we're talking about with investing for long-term wealth and short-term income. Seating is limited. This will be at their Denver campus, and we're going to talk about that in just a moment. But this is a $500 value, and John is waiving that. And, John, let me ask you real quick. You don't have to do that. You could charge $500 for this and sell out. But why do you like to see if this is a good fit for people?
Well, because, number one, trading isn't for everyone. We want to make sure that we use this kind of as a qualifying. And it's a, you know, how we kind of qualify people to make sure they are a good fit for the Academy and make sure that we're a good fit for them as well. We want to get, people in there that have a – have the right mindset, essentially, like we were talking about. And really, it's an opportunity for them to see what the Academy is about. And obviously, we're hopeful that they'll want to learn more. And if they do, we'll welcome them on if they're a good fit. And if it's not for them, that's great. We're happy to help them maybe have a better conversation with their financial advisor.
Absolutely. 303-217-4511 is the number you need to call. Just mention you heard John here on Haystack Help Radio, and they'll get your spots reserved. And again, they do several of these classes throughout the month. So you can call, find the one that fits your schedule, and they'll take great care of you. You mentioned kind of ages, and boy, everybody looks back and says, I wish I would have done this earlier, because you know what? I was talking with a guy the other day, and we were talking about how quickly bills can add up, and you know what? Saving money adds up the same way, right?
It adds
so
up.
So it's never too late to start.
It compounds. So just like debt compounds against you, savings compounds for you. And it really, I think most people that get started in this wish they'd started younger. So I always say, it's never too late. Start sooner rather than later. There's nothing wrong with getting this started. If you're 60 or 70 years old, it's not too late to learn the skills. If you're 40 years old, even better.
Right.
If you're 30, it's even better.
Way better.
You get your whole life ahead of you to use these skills to kind of achieve the goals that you have.
Do you find that people are, I mean, you probably get some that, hey, I'd like to do this and just replace my job because I never know what the corporate world is going to bring me. But most people just seem like they're just trying to take control of their finances by doing this.
Yeah, I'd say, you know, there are some people that maybe have a long-term goal of replacing a job, and that obviously entails developing a fair amount of skill. We have others that just want to protect and grow their retirement. That's a little less involved. We can show them. We've got a process for that as well. It really varies. I think, you know, there's so much opportunity to invest, to get, you know, build a skill set that fits you. You don't have to,
right.
It's not one size fits all.
Sure. And I love what you said earlier, man. All you got to do is come, open mind, be coachable.
Yeah.
Listen to our process. This is why we've been doing it 20 years and why you're the world's leading financial educator.
Yeah, and hold yourself accountable. We want people that are accountable to themselves, that take responsibility for themselves. I think that's an important. And, you know, fortunately, listeners of this station, I think, fall into that category.
Absolutely.
By and large. And those are the kind of people we're looking for.
Any story come to mind of just a recent student that's come through over the last, you know, few months that you're like, wow, I'm so glad they came. And you know what? They're so glad they came.
Yeah. You know, there's just so many of them, Scott. But I think the biggest thing that I see with our students is it's not just the education. There's a real sense of community there. And they realize how passionate both our instructors and our staff is about helping them build the skills necessary to achieve their goals.
Mm-hmm. Well, John, I mean, you've done a great work here, and probably makes you feel good at night to know you're literally changing people's financial lives.
Yeah, it's a great feeling, and it's really an honor to serve the community that we have at the Academy. And I'll tell you, Scott, After all these years, I still look forward to every day Monday coming and greeting students and starting a new class. And not that I'm upset about Friday, but I love Mondays. Monday's probably my favorite day of the week, and it has been for ever since I've been doing this.
Well, that's great. Again, John Hinkle's been with us. He's the owner of Online Trading Academy, and we thank John for offering this class for our listeners. But folks, you got to make that. John talked about being accountable. Hey, you got to make the first step. We can't do that for you. All you have to do is call 303-217-4511. Mention you heard John here on KLZ 560 and Haystack Help Radio. And you're going to learn how to trade, invest, protect, and I love this, grow your money with Online Trading Academy's patented methods. Again, this is a half-day class. Seating is limited. So call now. It's a $500 value. And again, just mention you heard John here on the show. 303-217-4511. You can check out their website, tradingacademy.com. John, as always, pleasure, and we appreciate your support all these years.
Well, thank you for having me here.
All right. You're listening to Haystack Help Radio. We'll be right back.
Hi, Jack Corrigan for Len Lyle Chevrolet. Len Lyle Chevrolet is open and safe. It's truck month, and they have the best deals of the year on all trucks and SUVs, like up to $10,000 off on half-ton Silverados. Or come check out the all-new Tahoes and Suburbans for 2021. Len Lyle has been there for 35 years, and low overhead really does mean low prices. Check them out on the web, LenLyleChevy.com. Go east and pay the least. Chevy. Find new roads.
Is your vision stopping you from enjoying your outdoor activities? Hi, this is Scott Watley for Stack Optical. Get by Stack Optical today and check out the Stack Sports Pack. One great frame where you can easily interchange the lenses to the tint you need for golf, bike riding, shooting, fishing, and yes, even driving. Stack Optical, family owned and operated, they're fully staffed and ready to help you with all of your optical needs, from eye exams, glasses, contacts, and yes, even repairs. And rest assured, Stack Optical has taken every precaution to ensure your safety and that you have a clean environment. 2233 South Monaco Parkway, 303-321-1578. Call them now. 303-321-1578, stackoptical.com. And remember, at Stack Optical, you'll see the difference.
Here's why you need personal injury attorney Kevin Flesh on your side. He understands how the jury thinks.
In the context of a personal injury case where you have been hurt by someone else's negligence, the idea with that is that you're then going to try to recover to get back to where you were just prior to that incident occurring. And what that really means from a juror's perspective is that you're going to be asking them to award you money. So when we talk about fairness, we're talking about what six people that don't know you, that hear evidence and have to make a unanimous decision, will decide as to what fair value is. And so you and I, when we get hurt, have definitely an idea of what we think it's worth to us. But the question is, what can you articulate to those other individuals who don't know you and are not involved in this process to get them persuaded about what it is that they think the case is worth?
Call now for a free consultation. 303-806-8886. Flesh and Beck Law. They get results.
Hi, this is Scott Watley for my friends at Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center. And not just my friends, but truly, the staff at Lone Tree feels like part of our family. Since 2002, they have provided the very best care for our pets. What we love about Lone Tree Vet is the services they provide covers all of our needs, from preventative care, dentistry, pain management, cardiology, dermatology, and eye care, as well as emergency and critical care. They also offer veterinary surgery and orthopedic care. And when you need to get away, they have a fantastic boarding lodge and a cat boarding lodge that is amazing. If your pet gets to go along, they can even assist you with your travel health certificates. And when your dog needs a little extra instruction, check out the K9 Academy. They helped us so much when we got a new puppy last year. And then, of course, there is a spectacular grooming salon that you and your pet will love. All of this and more at Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center. Oh, and check out the blogs to help you become a better parent at LoneTreeVet.com. At Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center, they believe that all pets deserve to have a good life. Call 303-708-8050. That's 303-708-8050. It's just one stop and all the care you need.
Got a question for the station? Email info@CrawfordBroadcasting.com. Now back to Haystack Help Radio.
And welcome to Nutrition and Wellness, brought to you by 5280 Functional Medicine, where there is a better way to take control of your health. Hi, I'm your host, Dan Muir, and I'm so glad to have with me today Bryn Callender, who is a functional medicine certified health coach and a National Board certified health and wellness coach with 5280 Functional Medicine. Bryn, welcome. How are you today?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Doing fantastic.
Nice.
Absolutely doing great. So it's a pleasure meeting you. And so tell me, Bryn, tell me about what you do over at 5280 Functional Medicine.
Sure. So I am a health coach. And so often what will happen is people will go to see either Dr. Riggs or Dr. Spencer for their health concerns. And then often they get kind of like a prescription for lifestyle behavior changes. And so those are hard changes to make. And so that is what I do, is that's where I step in, is I walk alongside the person and help them make those changes.
I would need lots of help. First thing they would prescribe is no more ice cream, which
probably
would be horrible.
Yeah.
But I could just see that happening. So you help people work through that. And so usually when people come, you know, to Dr. Riggs, or 5280 Functional Medicine, they're in serious trouble, right? I mean, they're just, things are not going well. They're probably on a regimen of medication, and they want to improve their life, don't they?
Right. That's exactly right. And they're tired of the conventional approach. They're tired of being given more pills, more drugs to take. They want to try something different. They want a new approach. And so they find us, and they're ready to put in the commitment that it takes to make those changes.
And it is a commitment, isn't it? I mean,
Absolutely.
If you're just lighthearted or fair weathered about this, it's probably not going to work, is it?
Yes, exactly. We talk to people all the time about, you're not coming to us just to get some natural pills. You know, we're not handing those out. We're offering a really just kind of a revamp of how you look at health.
See, I'm totally convinced that big nutrition has hidden the fat pill. There's a fat pill on the shelf there somewhere that we could all take and be perfectly fit. The big nutrition is stopping it because they want us to do things like, exercise.
Well, there's lots of research behind the exercise and the food and the sleep and all of those things. So
Bryn, one of the things we're going to talk about today is what do you call it again?
It's called detoxification.
Detoxification. Okay. I'm still the guy that goes through McDonald's drive-thru, right? So
yep.
I'm sure there's nothing in me that needs to be detoxified, right? I'm sure I'm just perfect. But tell me, a lot of people think detoxification is a bunch of hocus pocus. Tell me about detoxification, how it works.
Yeah. So in the last episode, Dr. Riggs really talked about this. So I'll do a bit of a recap.
Okay.
Ultimately, yes, it has become such a buzzword. And what we are talking about here is not that, like, three-week detox. We're not talking about a shake. We're not talking about, a pill that you can take or a celery juice. That's not what we're talking about here. What we are talking about really is a lifestyle.
So I can finally get rid of the celery juice.
I mean, sure.
Oh, great.
We can talk about the McDonald's, though.
I was afraid you were going to say that.
Yeah. So ultimately, what happens is detoxification is a process in our body. It is not a buzzword. It is a process that's happening within our body every week, every moment, ultimately. It's our liver, it's our kidneys, it's our lungs that are helping to filter out the toxins that are coming into our bodies. And so, some of the symptoms that you experience when your toxic load gets too high, and that happens because your body is not able to filter out the toxins as quickly as the toxins are coming in. And so you might experience symptoms like fatigue. You might experience weight gain or the inability to lose weight because those toxins are trapped in your fat cells. And so you might also just any of the symptoms that you normally might have from chronic disease, you might experience more of those. So more pain if pain comes from your chronic disease. You might experience headaches. You might experience brain fog, which I know a lot of people suffer from these things.
Oh, they do. Okay, so this is why then when I go to Golden Corral, or affectionately known as Pig Out Palace, and I eat everything in sight, I walk out of there feeling absolutely miserable.
I mean,
but it feels so good going in.
Yeah.
But you do, you feel awful.
You got it. Yeah. And there's so ultimately what we talk about is this lifestyle, right? So if you were to go to Golden Corral occasionally, okay.
So is occasionally every other day instead of every day? No. So seriously, how occasionally would that be? I mean, you know, I don't know that how bad is it for you to indulge every once in a while? And how frequently should that be when you really do indulge?
Ultimately, they talk about an 80-20 rule. So 80% of the time, you want to eat healthfully, following a healthy whole foods lifestyle. 20% of the time, have your fun, have your ice cream,
Don't eat the whole large pizza by yourself?
I mean, I'm not going to really endorse that, but
and it shouldn't be endorsed.
Yeah.
However, okay, so if you're following the 80-20 rule, then you said a whole foods lifestyle, mm-hmm. I believe is what you said.
Yeah.
Describe for me what that is.
Right. So if you think about our ancestors, right, we go back to the paleo era where most of our food is plants. So it's plants and it's animals, it's meat. And so those foods, ultimately, when it comes down to it, help our bodies detoxify as well. So protein, you need the enzymes that come from protein in order to have your liver do the job that it needs to do. And then on top of that, just those plants, all the vegetables, those have...
She's laughing at me because I made a face when she said vegetables. And my wife will attest that I don't like to eat many vegetables.
Yeah, those vegetables have compounds in them called phytonutrients. Right. And the phytonutrients in there help your body go through that process of detoxification. So to get rid of the toxins, and we get rid of them through stool, through urine, and then also through sweat. So the people who are sedentary and they are not, you're not moving your body, you're really not allowing yourself to get rid of those toxins, which just increases your toxic burden even more.
Well, that sounds really important. So now, does sweat have to be, I don't know, for lack of a better term, cardio activated, or can you go into a sauna?
Yeah, saunas are great.
Oh, really?
Saunas, hot baths, yeah, absolutely. Anything that makes you sweat, that helps you release the toxins out of your body.
That's really, really interesting.
Yeah.
Okay, so going back to the paleo diet that you were talking about, what kinds of meats are the proper types of meat to eat?
Sure. So it's not necessarily about what kind of meat you eat. You can eat beef, you can eat fish, you can eat chicken, all of those things. What's important is that we're really looking for well-grown animals. So we want the grass-fed beef that has anti-inflammatory fat or anti-inflammatory compounds in the meat, because there's higher levels of omega-3 fats versus omega-6 fats. Omega-6 fats can be more inflammatory. So that's where we want to eat more of the grass-fed, not grain-fed beef. The same thing goes for, fish. We want to make sure that our fish are fresh fish, not farmed fish. We want to make sure that they have been, they're not full of toxins as we're consuming them, because then as soon as we consume them, we consume the toxins.
Now, Brenda, you're trying to tell me that fish really doesn't come out of the ocean square with a nice light brown coating on them of yummy oh crispiness?
Gosh. I'll be honest, I'm not quite the fish eater, but I would guess that brown coating is probably not the best thing.
Ah, okay. Yeah. So maybe when you're talking about fish, Filet-O-Fish is not probably the route in which you're going.
That would be
so
correct.
What type of fish? Maybe like fresh salmon? I don't know. What kind of fish?
Yeah. So you just want to make sure that you have fresh water fish.
Okay.
You know, sustainable, I'm trying to think. I think they call it wild caught. So when you see those types of phrases, that means it's been in its natural habitat and it's not accrued as many toxins.
Okay, what about like shrimps and lobsters and crab? Does that stuff count at all, or what is that?
Yeah, those can count. Those are definitely animal proteins. Again, you just want to make sure that you have a good source. They talk about, any of those, anything that's fatty, toxins get trapped in fat.
Okay.
And so you want to make sure that you have more of the lean side of the meats, and then making sure that, grass-fed, as much as possible organic. You don't often find organic fish, but just the wild-caught fish is a good option.
Okay, that makes sense. So then I've got to ask the ultimate question for me. Where does bacon fit into all this?
Bacon fits. It does. It does.
Oh, good. Okay. Again, so it's not as bad as I thought.
No. Again, it's about the quality of the meat. And so with bacon, you think about making sure organic is best, honestly, because organic means that they have been fed organic food, meaning that the food that they're fed has not been sprayed with pesticides, herbicides, and things like that. So honestly, whatever that pig took in is what then you are eating as well. So you want to make sure that you are eating as healthy as you can.
Because, Bryn, like you said, it was a pig, so you want to make sure that the pig was eating right.
Right.
Because, once again, it's a pig.
Yep. And the thing about detoxification, so detoxification is often, we don't stress pork on the detox. We have a detox food plan that we can give to people. And we don't often stress pork because pigs don't sweat.
They don't.
And so that means they are trapping more of the toxins inside of them. And so we don't often stress pork, but we don't eliminate it either.
Okay. So let's say I come into you. But you've already looked at me and go, oh boy, he needs detoxification really bad. So what would that process look like? So, we go through Dr. Riggs and all that, and then we get to you.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. So tell me, what does this look like? How does it start?
Sure. So ultimately what we're going to do is we sit down, we have a toxin questionnaire that really looks at where might most of the toxins be coming from in your life with your lifestyle. And so when we take a look at that, then we can see, where we might start. And ultimately you want to start where With the things that you do daily. So it's not the things that happen occasionally or every once in a while, but the things that happen daily. So thinking about, you know, your skin products, the things that you use to wash your hair, the things that you use to wash your body, those can have certain compounds in them, certain chemicals that get into our bloodstream and create problems for us.
I would have never guessed in a million years that's where you'd start.
Yeah.
That's fascinating.
Yeah. So between those products, because those products go on our skin every day, those products have chemicals in them that have been scientifically shown to affect your hormones often. And so, so we start there with what, just the products that you use. And then we also look at your diet. We look at your food. And then we'll take a look at your exercise. Because if you're not exercising, again, you're not lowering that toxic load in your body by allowing yourself to sweat. We also will take a look at, are you regular? Are you having regular bowel movements? That is where your most of the toxic load comes out. And so we will take a look. If you are constipated, if you're not drinking enough water, we might start there. And then I talked about the sweating piece as well. So all of these things fit into this puzzle of detoxification and your toxic load. So ultimately, we want to lower that toxic load. So if you came to me and you said, I eat McDonald's almost every day, I go to Golden Corral, I eat ice cream every night, we might start there.
Okay, and you are listening to Nutrition and Wellness brought to you by 5280 Functional Medicine. And my guest is Bryn Callender, and she is Functional Medicine Certified Health Coach and National Board Certified Health and Wellness Coach. I had to take a pause there for a second because you just described me really well. And so, okay, so when you go to change the diet, okay, and you're sitting there going, okay, Dan, you're sick and tired of being sick and tired, so these are the things that we need to do. Are you just going to tell me I got to eat nothing but broccoli and chicken and more chicken and broccoli? Is that what's going to happen here?
Yeah. So that's not what happens.
Okay.
Not at all. So nobody made changes ever. Nobody made sustainable changes by making a huge change overnight. What happens is incremental changes, little tiny changes here and there. So often what I would do, in your case, is we would take a look at making this more challenging for you in a fun way.
Okay.
So how often where I start with people is, what kinds of colors do you have in your diet? And they have to be real colors from real plants, not Skittles or Starburst.
Usually after I peel off the paper it came in, yeah, I can somewhat identify, light brown, really dark brown, some yellow in there with some strips of, kind of a reddish, tannish, fatty looking thing.
So we take a look at your vegetables, your fruits, because ultimately what helps you, say you're constipated or what helps to bind to those toxins and eliminate them is fiber. And so fiber comes from fruits and vegetables. And so we'll take a look, but we can make it fun too. It's not, look, Dan, you got to start eating all your broccoli. No, it's take a look at all these vegetables that you can be eating. Take a look at all these fruits that you can be eating. How can we infuse those into your diet more often?
So what are some of the, let's say, the fruits or the vegetables that have a higher fiber content? Let's say I really don't have time to do all this, but all right, if you're going to make me eat a cucumber once a day, then, or what would that be to at least maybe kind of start the process?
Sure. With vegetables, ultimately, if we're talking about detoxification, so we're talking about helping to get rid of the toxins that are in our body, some of the things that are the most beneficial, we call them the therapeutic foods, are things like beets. Beets support your liver and your kidney. As soon as I say that, people look at me crazy because they don't like beets. They think they taste like dirt.
I just gave you the Mr. Spock look. Like, what?
Yeah, exactly. So, but beets are super therapeutic. Another thing that's therapeutic, though, are I just lost the name of them, but things like broccoli, cauliflower, Brussels sprouts, cabbage, those are all in a family that I really, cruciferous vegetables. The name of them. They're called cruciferous vegetables. And those are really supportive for the detoxification process. They help your body remove the toxins. We could start there. We could start with small little groups of foods that sound interesting to you and move from there. So, you know, if right now your vegetable intake is somewhere between 1 and 3, I hope I'm not being generous here.
Is a potato a vegetable?
It is.
How about a deep fried potato?
No. No, you lost me.
I lost you. How about a mashed potato with lots of butter and gravy on it?
I mean, mashed potatoes are fine, right? You've got the butter on there. If it's a good source of butter, great. Please don't put margarine.
No, we don't like margarine.
Yeah, good quality butter is fine. So yes, that is a vegetable. We want to really look at the non-starchy vegetables because the non-starchy vegetables are the ones that really show that they can be therapeutic for this process of detoxification.
So then that pretty much rules out corn. Is corn even a vegetable?
Corn we consider a grain.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, I grew up in Iowa. They were a vegetable.
Yeah, I get it. Yeah. I get it. Yeah. So in we start with vegetables because the science shows that you need 8 to 10 servings of non-starchy vegetables a day to really help this process of detoxification in your body. And when you think about it, you know, here in Colorado right now, the reason why we kind of brought this topic up was just you've got these fires happening all over Colorado.
Yes.
And the smoke, we can't control it. We can't control what goes in our air right now. And so being able to help our body in another way, we can't help what's coming in from the air, but we can help what's coming in from our food. We can help what's coming in from our personal care products, and we can help support our body in eliminating what's already in
there.
So
then that leads me to this question of with the smoke, you know, because when it does get down here in the city, it makes my eyes water.
Totally.
It affects my breathing. Mm-hmm. I can't stand it, actually.
Yeah.
So I guess like the skincare products you were talking about, it does enter your system.
Yeah.
And so by properly detoxing through cabbage, can you eliminate the bad effects that the smoke is having?
I mean, so you can never fully be toxin free.
Okay.
That's just a matter of fact for the world that we live in now. You know, there's pollution no matter where you go for the most part. And then now we have this added layer of the smoke from the fires. So you will never be toxin free, but we want to lower our toxic load as much as possible. We give the analogy of like a cup or a funnel. So you're pouring in toxins into this funnel, and to a certain degree, our body can eliminate those toxins, you know, what's coming out of the funnel. But if too many toxins are going into the funnel at one time, all of a sudden, it can't all go out through the bottom of the funnel. It's going to overflow. And so that's really what we're talking about. And that's, so we can never be toxin-free, and we don't want anybody to think that that's even possible, because that would be crazy. But to be able to really take the time to look at what is going into that funnel, is enough of it coming out? And then how can we keep that process really going to help our health?
Okay, so let's go back to, if you want to.
Sure.
Let's go back to my other least favorite topic, and that's exercise.
Sure.
Okay, so actually for me, if I ever get into an exercise routine and stay with it, I'm good.
Uh-huh.
But every time I stop, for whatever reason it might be, I never want to get started again.
Yeah.
Is that normal?
It's very normal. Yeah, I deal with that with clients all the time. And ultimately, we need to find something that you enjoy, that you're going to look forward to. So many people out there, they know an exercise is beneficial for them. And so, you know, they've heard of, you know, high-intensity interval training, and they decide, I'm going to go for that, but they don't like it. But they think that there's value in it, so they continue to do it. That's not going to be sustainable in the long run if you don't enjoy it. So that's often what I do with my clients, is we really take a look at what do you like to do. And a 30-minute walk, even if it's 10 minutes here, 10 minutes there, 10 minutes there, is very beneficial for your body.
What does it do for your body?
It just helps move things in your body. Your lymphatic system is part of your detoxification system. It's what helps get the toxins out. And your lymphatic system needs help. And so that help is movement from your body as soon as you move.
Okay, so the things that I enjoy doing, if I would ever get back to them, is I enjoy riding bikes, but I don't like stationary bikes. I don't like the weird stuff at the gym. I don't like them. I like to go out and ride my bike. Now, my wife and I, we love to go on walks together. Okay. Now, I also like to, I also like to weight train. I do like to weight train if I ever find the time to do it. So out of those three, if I can only do one of them, which one should I go do?
Whichever one you can be the most consistent with.
Okay.
So that's what I would say. Okay. Because that's the one you're going to stick to. That's the one that's going to be the most sustainable. You know, if you can only weight train here and there versus you and your wife go for a walk every day, having somebody with you is such a great, you know, it's a great accountability and keeps you going.
It really is. Okay. Out of the three that I mentioned, is there one that I should consider that I didn't mention?
Say more about that.
So is there some sort of other exercise maybe I should consider that I didn't mention?
That you didn't mention. Walking is great. Like I said, walking is great. And so, yeah, there's a whole list of different exercises that people do. But ultimately, it comes down to what do you like and what will you keep doing?
So the key to it really is movement.
Yes.
Now, some people will do things like make sure they park their car in the farthest spot in the parking lot just to make sure that they get some sort of a walk into the store or whatever. Yep. Do those kinds of things help?
Absolutely. Okay. Every little bit helps. So just making those little changes, you know, often with my clients, we will talk about how to get more movement in during the day. And it could be as small as going to the farther bathroom in the building, in the office, you know, just little things that help get more movement into your body throughout the day.
So, but it's probably counterproductive when I park at the very end of the supermarket parking lot and I walk right to the ice cream case and grab that ice cream and walk back out. That's probably counterproductive, isn't it?
I mean, you're getting your movement in, so that's a positive thing. Okay. You know, take a look at the quality of your ice cream. How about that?
Okay. So, no, very, very good. So is there anything else that we should really know about detoxification and what we can expect? Let's say we go through the detoxification, we start going through the process. What kinds of things can we expect? Can we expect less inflammation? What are those things that we can expect?
Yeah. So, again, this is a lifestyle. This is not, we are not putting people on a regimen for, you know, 2 weeks. No, this is more of a lifestyle. So you can expect when you adapt this way of eating, you can expect to feel a lot better. There may be a few more tweaks that we need to look into to see, you know, what else might be happening, but you can expect weight loss from being able to, you know, getting rid of those toxins helps you lose weight because then you don't need the fat to hold the toxins anymore. The toxins are gone. So you can also lose the weight. You can expect to have more energy. I tell people all the time, I used to think it was normal to drive home from work and like doze off.
Yeah.
And
a lot of us suffer with that.
Right. I thought, you know, I'm putting in a hard day of work. So that's normal, but it's not normal. It's, I don't fall asleep anymore as I'm driving home from work because my body has what it needs to get rid of those toxins and it has what it needs to provide energy to me throughout the day.
And that's what's really important.
Absolutely.
Okay, Bryn. So to wrap things up, how do people get a hold of you? How do people get a hold of 5280 Functional Medicine?
Yeah, so you can find our information at 5280functionalmed.com, and that's our website, and you can find a whole lot of information. I do not know the phone number.
Oh, I've got it right here. It's not a problem. I've got it.
You've got that.
720-722-0386, and once again, the website is 5280functionalmed.com.
Yep, yeah.
Bryn, this has been great. You've really opened up my eyes to a lot of things. Yeah, Dan's got to make some changes. Because to be real honest with you, I'm not on medication right now, and I don't want to be in the future.
Right.
So these kinds of changes can really help with that, can't they?
Yeah, come see us.
All right, wonderful. Thank you, Bryn. And you've been listening to Nutrition and Wellness brought to you by 5280 Functional Medicine, where there's a better way to take control of your health. And once again, 720-722-0386. Website is 5280 www.functionalmed.com. I've been your host, Dan Muir. Have a great afternoon.
Views and opinions expressed on KLZ 560 are those of the speaker and do not necessarily reflect those of Crawford Broadcasting, the station, management, employees, associates, or advertisers. KLZ 560 is a Crawford Broadcasting God and Country station.